Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee meeting, a special meeting, an open session for 30 minutes called for March 4th, 2012. And we are meeting convening at 8:46 p.m. Jane Gatewood is acting secretary. And Jane, would you call the roll, please?
Anthony Fest. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Andrea Turner.
She's on the freeway. She'll be in shortly.
Margie Wilkinson.
Here.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Fred Blair.
Here.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Michael Novick.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Present.
Wesley Bethoon. Wesley? He was a...
Can't hear Wesley.
Wesley? I'll come back to him. Nancy Saibaro-Naratomi? Nia Beriaco?
Present.
Carolyn Burden?
Here.
Bob Lederer?
Here.
Manajay Saba? Nia Beriaco?
You called her already.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really, really, really here. I haven't figured out. It's this damn word 2010. I don't know what I'm doing. Jane Gatewood? Is here? I'm here. I think I'm here. Reverend Gold?
Present.
Thomas Porter?
Yeah.
What?
Tom won't be on this call. I did talk to him earlier.
I got 12 people. We do have quorum. Thank you.
Ivan Alsame is here.
Ivan Alsame is present. So, Wesley Bethoon, are you back?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Point of information. 2 points of information.
Yes, go ahead.
That makes 19, correct? Were we counting Nia Beriaco twice? No,
we weren't.
Okay, so...
Teresa, there's 20 people on the committee because Ivan just joined. Or there are 20 seats on the committee. I guess the KPFT seat, one of the KPFT LSB seats is vacant.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we said that Wesley is here. Okay, I'm just trying to update my records. All right, thank you.
This is Lydia. Can someone send me, please, the call-in number for the executive session?
I'll send it to you right after this meeting, but if you look at the agenda that I just sent out a little while ago, it is on that agenda.
Okay, thank you.
I need someone to send it to Revlin. I don't have internet where I am, so.
I did send it to you, Revlin. Thank you. What do you mean you don't have an internet? You mean it by telephone?
Yeah, if you could just text it to me. Can someone do that?
I don't have text ability at this point on my new phone. Perhaps someone could do that to send Revlin the...
Ben, can you do that?
Phone number.
I cannot.
Well, before the meeting starts, someone will send it to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so we do have
did somebody new come on? Is there anybody new that just came on, wasn't called on the roll call?
We were missing Anthony Fest, Andrea Turner, Nancy Saibaro-Naratomi, Manajay Saba, and Thomas Porter. I assume they're still missing. Everyone else is here. Thank you. All right.
Tom just got in from Massachusetts and... fell asleep in the chair, so I don't think he'll be on the call.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
We have...
Ken with a point of information.
Yes, Ken.
Revlin, could you email your phone number to the group so that somebody can text you?
The problem is I don't have email. I can give you my phone number.
This is Lydia. I'll do it.
Yes, send the phone numbers. Thank you. I'm still trying to collect phone numbers from everyone so we can confirm the attendance on the call.
In order to send you a text message, somebody needs your mobile phone number.
Yeah.
Lydia, do you have it?
Lydia has it. Lydia will send it.
Thank you.
Lydia is good.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on the agenda then is agenda approval. It's kind of simple. We only have half an hour. We only have one item, and that is the approval of the National Election Supervisor draft that was sent around. Anyone want to amend that in any way, or can we approve the agenda?
Well, this is an open session. We said that we were going to take a few minutes and just report an open session what we've been up to, just kind of let people know what we're dealing with in closed session up until now, and then in the coming week. We did say we would do that.
Oh, yes, that's right. I forgot about that. I'm so sorry. What did we do? We simply discussed the proposals we had received from vendors and agreed to meet again. Is there anything we should add to that?
Well, this is Revelin. I don't know. Do you want to let people know that you sent out an RFP and that you had, about four?
I believe we had discussed that. Yeah, that wasn't a closed session issue. Sending it out was an open issue.
Yes.
But, to report on what we did in a closed session, I think the only thing we have to report is that we did discuss the proposals we had received, and
right.
We agreed to meet again in a closed session, in an open session and a closed session tonight. Am I missing anything? Anyone who was at that meeting?
Point of order. We're not going to discuss an open session what we're going to report out from the closed sessions.
Well, actually,
in closed session, we can't discuss it in open session. You just report out.
We agreed to report it out tonight, and I'm at fault there. I didn't send around a text for anyone to approve of. But I think that
you don't have to. As a point of order, as the chair, you don't have to. You just report out.
Well, that is what I'm asking now. That is the report out. Is there any correction or addition or amendment to that?
We shouldn't be discussing that in open session. That's my point.
Well, I don't think the point is I'll take it because we pretty much agreed on it before. Yes, Jane.
I'd like to move to close the report of what we've been doing.
Thank you. Any objections to that? All right. Hearing none, then. Thank you. That will be our essential report out. Sorry for not having gotten that to you earlier. We don't have... Next item is minutes. We don't have any minutes for approval. Bob?
Excuse me. This is Bob Letterer. I did have an item to add to the agenda.
Yes. What is that?
And that is a discussion about the question of where tabulation of ballots should occur, since there's been some discussion about whether it should be centralized or at five stations, and that's a public discussion. It's not an executive session discussion.
I would say that would be good, except that...
Nancy, KPFT, sorry.
Thank you. Hello, Nancy. We did decide that that would be... that there would be one item on this agenda. I don't know if we can amend that or not, even though it's... technically.
This is Tracy with a point of order.
Tracy, go ahead, please.
I think once we've approved an agenda, we've approved the agenda, and that's that. We do have another meeting scheduled on Monday, so my recommendation is that we simply put this agenda item on the Monday planned open session agenda.
Wednesday, I believe our meeting is. Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday
or Wednesday. Well, within a couple of days. I think that is the appropriate thing to do, because once we approve an agenda, we should continue with the agenda that we all agreed to.
I think so, too, and the fact that we only had one item and we only have 30 minutes, I think that makes it appropriate. Bob, would you object to that?
Well, I would only say that we haven't approved tonight's agenda. No committee or board can bind the next meeting of that body to a particular agenda. We did initially say that this was why we wanted 30 minutes, but in the midst of reading all the materials, I realized there was this other issue, which if we're not going to do it in public session, that would make it an executive session item, which is not appropriate because it's a policy issue. It's not a matter of one bidder or another.
Ken, to the stack.
Let me just finish. So we didn't finalize, we didn't take a vote on tonight's agenda yet. That's why I was trying to be recognized until that could be done. So there's still time to amend it. So my amendment is 20 minutes after the discussion of the NES RFP in order to discuss the question of the location of the tabulation.
This is Jane.
Jane, go ahead.
As my mute was not on, I called before Jane.
I'm sorry, Ken, you did. I did hear you. I'm sorry, Jane. Ken, would you go ahead and then Jane?
Okay, yeah, in light of the fact that this was a notice meeting, a special meeting, and it's for one purpose, and you're not supposed to modify what the purpose of a special meeting was held for, even though in the past we violated that, I just call for a vote to approve the agenda without the modification just offered by Bob. I vote to approve the agenda as publicly issued, and I'd like to call that question. Let's just vote on it and move on. Otherwise, we're just going to be talking here all night about the agenda. So I move to call a vote on the agenda without the modification.
All right, Jane, and then we will definitely go to a vote. Jane?
This is me and Carolyn after Jane, please.
I'm afraid I'm going to rule that Jane is the last comment, and then we'll move to a vote. Ken is correct, I'm afraid. Jane?
You have a point of information.
Because I called you, and then what, Jane?
I would just say that any discussion of anything like that, what Bob is suggesting, would be premature at this point because there aren't any decisions. I mean, I just say that it's premature in addition to the point of order that Ken raised in his motion to approve the agenda as presented.
All right, thank you. Let's move to a vote then. I'm going to rule that out of order, Nia, and we're going to move.
How do you rule a point of order out of order?
On the point of information.
Yes, what is it?
Yeah, everybody was talking over Bob. I didn't even hear what he had to say. What was he saying to do?
Bob said that he wanted to add another item to the agenda, a discussion of where the tabulation should occur. And that was the assumption was that was out of order for this meeting. Since it's a special meeting, we have one item, and Ken called the question. So we're now moving to a vote on the question. Jane, do you want to call the roll? How do you want to call the roll, by station or by alphabetical order?
This is Bob. This is Bob. I'll withdraw this as long as we can discuss it on Tuesday.
Thank you. Is that acceptable to everyone? The motion at this point is on the floor, so we all have to agree to withdraw it.
Perhaps there's no objection.
If there's any objection to that withdrawing? All right, we'll withdraw the motion then and move on. Thank you. Next item is the agenda then as it stands. Is that approved? Without objection?
Could you read the agenda?
Yes, I'm sorry. I forgot some people may not hear it. The agenda is a one item on the agenda. There are no minutes to approve. I had also put on the next meeting for March 6th for both open and closed sessions, and then new business would be Jane Gatewood has volunteered to be the committee secretary, and that was the only new business on the agenda. As a matter of necessity, we do need a secretary so we can afford to consider that. And then the only other business was old business, and that was the purpose of the meeting, which was to approve the draft for the National Election Supervisor that the executive director will take forward and use to continue the search for a national election supervisor and adjournment at 9 p.m. We're at 9 p.m. now.
In 3 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, we have to, I think, move to extend that somewhat. I would entertain a motion to extend that.
You can extend it for 15 minutes.
I'm sorry, who is this, please?
That was Michael Lovett moving to extend for 15 minutes.
Hi, Michael. Do you think 15 will be enough?
Let's try for it.
All right. All right. Any objections to extending for 15 minutes? All right. Hearing none, then the agenda would be amended to adjourn at 9:15. Any objections to the agenda?
Okay.
All right. Hearing no objections, then the agenda is approved. Wonderful. Okay. So I think the next item very quickly is the next meeting is Tuesday, March 6th, which is scheduled for a closed session, and as we discussed earlier, we need an open session also. So are there any objections to my changing that, adding an open session to that March 6th meeting? I would suggest at least 30 minutes for that.
And we'll begin promptly at 8:30, right?
Promptly at 8:30, and whoever is on, and then we'll continue with the closed session at 9 o'clock. Is that all right?
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
I propose that we defer deciding how many minutes it should be until the end of this current discussion or this next discussion about the NES job announcement, because that will determine how far we've gotten with that will determine how much time we need on Tuesday.
I support that motion.
All right. Anybody objecting to that?
Can you repeat his motion again?
To defer the allotment of time until the conclusion of this open session tonight. So if we're not done with this discussion tonight, we wouldn't short-circuit the amount of time needed for Tuesday.
Thank you.
Are there any objections to that? All right, very good. Thank you very much. That's a good suggestion, and we'll just leave it open then until the end. If people will remind me before we close that we need to do that. And then Jane has volunteered to be secretary. Would anyone else like to volunteer for that job, or should we gratefully accept Jane's offer? Yeah, he is right. Thank you very much. Jane,
thank you very much.
It really is a lot of work. I appreciate it. All right. So the next item, then, is the approval of the draft of the RFP. Jane sent around a draft. I sent around a suggested amendment. And if we could take a few minutes to look at that. Thank you.
Could I give a few just like a framework for what we're looking at?
Absolutely.
Okay, so back in the fall, what we did is we put out an RFP that invited people to make proposals for some or all of the election services that we need. And we got very detailed on all of the balloting and tabulation functions. We did have a one-page summary of the NES, and we had reference to other materials in that. But in the last few sessions talking, we discussed the need to provide Arlene with some text so that we're basically considering extending the period to allow more applicants for the position of NES. So that Arlene would have more of a larger pool to choose from. And so if that's going to occur, then we wanted to make sure that we had text that was very clear about exactly what is required of the NES. So what we did is we took the last job description and we kind of parsed it out. Okay, these are all the balloting tabulation functions that were specified last, and then here's everything else. And so what we're looking at tonight is everything in terms of NES functions, excluding balloting and tabulation functions. So this is organized as about, looks like about 200 words or so in what could be a notice that could be sent out to various places. Shall I just read through it real quickly?
Yes, thank you.
I'm a pretty quick reader, okay. So current draft contract position available, Pacifica 2012 delegate election, national election supervisor, Pacifica Foundation, a radio broadcasting organization with stations in New York, Houston, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and Berkeley, California, seeks a national election supervisor, parentheses NES, for upcoming elections by members. In the coming months, the foundation will begin a process that will culminate on or about September 30th with tabulation of ballots from listener members and staff members who will elect delegates to serve on local station boards and represent members in other foundation governance matters. The NES will report to the foundation executive director and, in accordance with an independent balloting provider, which is the question at hand, shall oversee I'm sorry, that was not in the draft. That was an aside. In coordination with an independent balloting provider, shall oversee all aspects of the elections and certify their fairness and compliance with the Pacifica bylaws. The NES shall appoint, supervise, and pay local election supervisors for each of the five stations who will provide on-site management of nominations and campaigning. The successful applicant for this position will possess strong project management skills and the capacity to act promptly and professionally without prejudice or appearance of prejudice in response to allegations of campaign violations by election participants. This is a full-time contract position extending from approximately April 1st through October 30th, 2012. For a detailed list of duties associated with this position, see blank, and that would be a link to a website with the duties associated with the position, which is page 2 of this document. This position will remain open until filled. To apply, please send resume and a summary of why you believe you would be good fit for this position. If affiliated with any public or private election oversight or advocacy associations, please provide information describing the nature and time duration of such affiliation. Applicants with connections and history with Pacifica and its elections must provide this information, along with any affiliation with former or current foundation members of the board of directors, employees, contractors, or consultants, or any other potential conflict of interest. Send application materials to blank, and we can talk about who that would be sent to. Should I just move on to the duties or pause for a second in case there's any comments about this? This is intended to...
This is Lydia.
Yes, go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, so my only comment is because the NES is a contractor, usually if you tell a contractor that they will pay, as the NES shall appoint, supervise, and pay, it is presumed that they pay out of pocket, which, of course, is not this, and that the company then pays them. So I would just delete pay.
Could you clarify that for me? I was trying to grasp, put my head around that. What does it really mean?
Well, when you're an independent contractor, very often, let's say you're a construction contractor, right? You're the one that pays your workers, but then the company that or the person that hires you pays you. And so that's not what we're saying here. I mean, the LESs are paid by directly by the stations, you know, through Pacifica. It's not, we're not asking the NES to pay the LESs. So I would just strike the word pay, that's all. And pay.
So don't they get paid out of budget, Lydia?
But Pacifica issues to the LESs, right?
He has a budget, and he would approve, you know, their invoices and so forth, but that's later in their duties. That's not in the job description, but you don't want to give the false impression that they're going to have to pay out of pocket and then they'll be paid, you know, as a contract.
Right. Yeah, I picked that. I had that question. I picked that up from the prior one, and I wondered the same thing. I thought, well, Pacifica's going to pay them, aren't they?
Hmm. Yeah, so you just have to strike and pay, because this is not the ad anyway for the LES.
So can I ask another question for everybody? Bill had suggested a couple of things. First of all, he mentioned the words recruiting and training the LESs, and I think those are very important words. I was thinking I should add those. The NES shall you know, so recruit, train, and supervise. To me, those are the key words.
This is Bob.
Good. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, well, first, I think Jane has done an excellent job with this, and I really appreciate
the
hard work. Now, on the last question, recruit and train, I actually, I'm sorry I didn't have time to get to this until just before the meeting, but I've gone through line by line and made a whole series of suggested, mainly additions for clarity, some minor changes of dates and so on. And I've just posted that to the whole committee, and obviously people are not going to, first of all, not everyone on this call is online right now, and second of all, people won't have time to digest it. So after Jane finishes part two, I was going to propose that we postpone the, you know, a decision on this until folks have digested this, and then so that would be an item for Tuesday night. But recruit and train, for instance, are in my draft as well.
So you like that?
Yeah, I like that. And both Carolyn and Bill made several suggestions that I thought were helpful, and I tried to incorporate wording on all of that. So I'm trying to cover as many issues that have been raised as possible, including some language from the RFP that I think would be helpful to plug back in, because we worked hard to craft the RFP, and I think some of that needs to be reflected here as well.
So I would support that motion. I think it would be better to let it sit until Tuesday and approve it if people are okay with that.
Well, Bob, have you sent that around? About how many words is it?
I can't look at it tonight. I can tell you I can't look at it. It's
a lot of words. I don't know the word count, but I did.
But in any case,
good
train and supervise to me has it's a very important point, and I just wanted to get that out while we were on.
I don't have that actually. When did you send it?
Hold on, I'll tell you the exact time. 9:04.
I will say philosophically, I would be what I personally think is good is to have this notice be as brief and concise as possible, and have the supporting materials that people would refer to, you know, fill in any gaps that are important. So were there any other points on this page one, or should I just plow on to page two?
Yeah, go ahead, Jane, with page two. We'll address Bob's request later.
Okay, so this is...
I'm sorry. I think we should make it clear that it's the NES's responsibility to make sure that the LES is file reports.
Could you say that again?
Okay, that's going to come up.
Could you speak louder?
Hold on. This is Jane. I heard what Michael said, and he said that it's important to make it clear that the NES has the responsibility for making sure that the LES is file reports. And that's going to come up in the duty section, okay? So if we, that's one of those details that it's too much to put in a notice, because in fact we want to be really clear. If we have a contract with somebody, we want to be very clear about what we expect them to do. So that's something that would go into the contract, and we want to cover it in the duty.
Yes,
that's my own opinion.
That's the point. My only objection to waiting until Tuesday is that this has waited long enough, and we're holding up the entire process. But if there are extensive credits, we'll look at it again. All right, let's move on, Jane. Go ahead.
This is Tracy with a point of order.
Yes, Tracy.
I guess it's a point of order. I don't know what happens when we have a special meeting with only one item on the agenda, and then we agree to postpone the only item that's actually on our agenda, which seems to be what's being proposed. If that's the case, then I'm not quite clear why we're meeting and what agenda we are working our way through. Is it possible to postpone the only item on the agenda of a special meeting? And if so, is it a good idea? I'm just throwing that out.
Thank you. I'm about to suggest, as soon as we finish reading this, that we end this meeting and move on, because we obviously have nothing to do if we have last-minute amendments to suggest.
We can
postpone this until Tuesday,
but I want
Jane to finish reading it. Yes. Go ahead.
Lydia.
And this is Jane.
Jane, go ahead, and then Lydia.
My proposal is going to be that we, first of all, add an extra 5 minutes so that we don't have to adjourn right now, 10 minutes. I would propose that we extend this discussion for 10 minutes, And at the conclusion of this discussion, I would like for you guys to empower me to just turn this over to Arlene and let her wordsmith it or I'll help it. In other words, it's up to her to do this. We offered to help with this because she needs help. But at this point, we have so much to do. And as far as I'm concerned, she needs to have options. She needs to get this out. It's up to her. We're just doing this to help her out. So that's my motion.
Oh, actually, I'll second that, Jane.
We extend this to 10 minutes. You guys can, you know, I'll read through everything. I'll do my best to fit it all in, and then we'll turn it over to Arlene and let her just do her job.
This is Lydia.
Thank you. Good suggestion, Jane. Yes, Lydia, go ahead.
I've looked at the various recommendations and whatever. It's a lot of words missing. The other meeting is in 2 days. It would simply be a continuation of the open session. It doesn't violate the special announcement of what the purpose of this meeting is, since there was no public session originally announced for the other meeting. We can do this day after tomorrow. I think we should just move on to the important stuff that's going to come up in executive session.
Okay.
I think it'll be more helpful to Arlene if she has to sit there going through trying to mesh it all together. I mean, that's really a headache.
And point of information, Carolyn, this is
I move to postpone this motion until Tuesday night. And if at the end of Tuesday night we have not resolved it, then I would support what Jane's motion is.
This is Tracy with a point of order. I think we have 3 motions on the floor, which is quite right. If I have this correctly, we have Bob's motion. We have Jane's motion as a substitute, which I am seconding. And then we have Lydia objecting to Jane's motion, which is not actually a third motion. It's an objection to the substitute. So if we could, excuse me a second, let me finish. So Carolyn, if we could take up those motions in order, I think that would be the helpful thing.
Thank you.
We have an original motion and then a substitute.
Bob's motion is no longer on the table for.
Excuse me, Lydia, I'm recognizing you. What would you like to say?
I said Bob's motion, he took back. He said he was.
He withdrew it.
Tonight. And I'm also, my motion is phone.
Somebody has
her motion, not
excuse me, I can't hear. Somebody has an open phone and there's an echo. Could you all put yourselves on mute for a moment? Okay, I think we do need to deal with Lydia's objection to Jane's motion, which has...
I'm not objecting. I said I am moving to post.
Okay. This is Jane for the stack.
I'm sorry, Lydia, you got cut off. What were you saying?
I'm moving to postpone it till Tuesday night when I think it will be more applicable.
This is
Jane.
That's
an amendment. Yes, Jane?
Okay, I would like to speak to that. I support that. It's the way I understand it is that I would withdraw my motion to extend 10 minutes. I would attempt to incorporate all the things that have been sent in writing, and we would adjourn right now. We would pick this up again in open session on Tuesday. I support that motion.
But I'll second her.
Yeah. Carolyn, just wanted to let you know that I'm on the line.
Who is this, please?
It's Andrea.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Andrea.
Oh. Andrea. Okay, thank you, Andrea.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know I'm on.
Did you note that, Jane? Thank you.
Yeah.
Carolyn, this is Nancy. Could you ask people to not use their speaker? I think that's what's causing the echo, these speaker buttons.
Who is this speaker?
This is Nancy. I'm just asking.
Nancy, when did you come on, please? Thank you.
Oh, well.
8:50. Nancy came on at 8:50.
Okay, I didn't hear
something
that.
Something late, anyway.
8:50.
Thank
I got
you.
It.
That's all right, as long as we know. Thank you. Glad you're here. Yes, thank you. That's a good idea. Speaker phones and not muting make an echo. It's really quite dreadful. Thank you. All right. So
point of order without a motion to extend our time.
Okay. Move to adjourn.
This is Bob. I move to extend by 5 minutes so that we can vote on what I said earlier I would propose, which is that Tuesday's meeting also include the discussion of the location of tabulation.
Tabulation.
So that would add, I would propose 15 minutes added to that public session on Tuesday.
Point of order. I can echo from your phone, please.
Point of order. I think we can vote on Tuesday's agenda on Tuesday. The item can be put on the proposed agenda, but a meeting's agenda is approved at the beginning of the meeting.
Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate that. I think what we have now is a move to postpone. Are there any objections to postpone this item, or at least to close now without having continued it?
Yeah, just to adjourn and continue on Tuesday.
Yes,
I'm moving
is there
to adjourn
any objection
and continue this item on Tuesday.
Any objection to making adjourning to a continuation meeting on Tuesday?
And I have a point of information, Leslie here.
Yes, Leslie.
Will Bob's motion be heard on Tuesday?
We'll put it on the agenda. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Who is this?
This is Revlin.
Hello, Revlin.
Didn't know I was muted. I've been asking to be put on this deck.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Sorry. No, you were muted.
No problem.
Go ahead.
Maybe it was just resolved. I just want to be really clear that we are adjourning, that we are not giving what we're doing to Arlene, but we're going to continue until Tuesday, and at that point, what we have, we will give to Arlene. Is that right?
That seems to be the consensus. My fear is that there will be yet more and more delays.
Okay.
So
on Tuesday, I
will propose that we finish in 30 minutes, and if anyone has not submitted anything in writing, it will not be considered before the meeting, at the meeting.
Jane, point of order.
In writing well before the meeting to be considered. These last-minute additions are really a problem. Jane?
My understanding is that we had a motion to adjourn and continue this discussion on Tuesday, and Bob asked that we clarify whether we could add 15 minutes to Tuesday's open session to discuss the topic he brought up. Tracy objected, saying that the agenda could be, he could propose that on Tuesday, and that proposed addition could be voted on Tuesday. And so is that, are you ruling that that's the case, that he can propose that addition on Tuesday? And
we agreed, yeah, thank you, Jen. Sort of. We agreed that at the end of this meeting, we would determine how long Tuesday's open session would
be. Okay, and that's
right.
So
I'm going to propose that we adjourn now and that we include a one-hour open session on Tuesday at 8:30. Is that acceptable to everyone?
This is Reverend, and we are not giving anything to Arlene until Tuesday, later after Tuesday, right?
Tuesday night, yeah.
Yes, all right, thank you.
Is 1 hour acceptable for Tuesday's open meeting?
And the agenda would be set at the beginning of that?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Starting promptly at 8:30, right?
8:30, yeah. And is that without objection? May we adjourn at this point and move to the closed session? All right, thank you. Hearing no objections, then we're adjourned, and we'll move to the closed session. You should have gotten an agenda with the call-in number for the closed session. So please look at it and either call me or mail me if you don't have that. Thank you.